Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We think about what drives success in people, and I know we spend a lot of time talking about this, but when we look at career success, there is a driver that is better than ability, better than intellect, more powerful than salary, and it's called motivation. Motivation predicts career success better than any of those things. So the question then becomes, how do you get motivated, and how do you get the people around you motivated? And one of the ways to get motivated is to have meaning or find the meaning in what you do. And so when we talk about finding meaning, you know, there's an old adage. There were two men that were bricklayers, and they were both working on the same project, and they had very different outlook on life. One was very motivated. One was not very motivated. And the one that was not very motivated, when you asked what he did, he was laying bricks so that he could get paid at the end of the week, versus the other person was building the most magnificent cathedral the world has ever seen so that people could come and enjoy it for centuries. Which do you think is more motivating? Right? I think we both know the answer to that question. So the thought is if you look at what you do and you ask yourself, what is the meaning in what you do? And so in my case, I'm in the asset management business. And a lot of people will look at that and say, well, what are you doing? You're making rich people richer. And for certain people, if that's your outlook on life, that's not very, or for what you're doing, that's not very motivating, right? Versus providing the vehicles people need to educate their children, live a comfortable retirement, and provide a legacy for a family. That is much more motivating than making rich people richer. So the idea here is to find ways you can even reframe what you're doing or the way you think about things. Because in both cases, we're talking about things, we're looking at, you know, laying bricks in one case and managing assets in another case. And if you can find the underlying meaning and what it means for you inside those things, then it keeps you motivated if you look at it from the right perspective. So again, reframing is really important. The other thing you want to think about is finding things that that are longer term and provide meaning for you in your life. And providing meaning, I mean, you know, I had a colleague of mine who just recently biked across or north to south from Israel, all the way across, to raise money for a charity that he's very passionate about. So that is something that's very, very motivating. It's long term in nature. There's a cause behind it. Right, that works. Right, so thinking about those things that can really keep you going, keep you motivated. And then the other thing we want to think about is having responsibility for something that you own or that you're ultimately managing is a big motivator. So if you have a project and you have autonomy on that project at work, that can motivate you. And so that's if you think about it, if you're a manager, one of the things that will motivate your people, which is critically important, is to give them responsibility, to make them autonomous, right? Don't micromanage them. Give them the ability to thrive and do what they want to do. And then at the other end of it, another huge motivator is recognition. So when you provide recognition and they feel a sense of accomplishment based on what they've done, that's another way to keep things motivated, right? Everybody wants to accomplish something and people want to be recognized for what they're doing. So in the end, I think these are all important things. And as we suggested before, motivation is a better predictor of career success than ability, than intellect, or than salary. So if you really, or even talent above those things. So if we know that motivation is so powerful, it's important that not only that we keep ourselves motivated, but that we also keep people around us motivated. If you know of anyone that could benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, then click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today, just want you to think about how motivated you are and how motivated the people are around you in your roles, in what you do for work. And if your purpose isn't clear, and if you're not finding meaning in what you do, take the opportunity to reframe. Put it in another, look at things from another perspective. Find the good in what you do and use that to motivate you going forward.